Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. I had a moment to take a breath after Shore Sports Talk this morning.
Another great show, Vin. Yeah. Well done.
Bob Batters from the Shore Sports Network came on in. We talked a lot about wrestling, some high school sports going on in the Shore Conference. And we got more to talk about this hour as Dave and I bring some community kind of segments to you, some community talk here this morning. As always, talking about things going on in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for tuning in here. Well, we got ways that people are listening, Dave. So 94.3 The Point on the radio.
Yes.
94.3thepoint.com.
Uh-huh.
And the 94.3 The Point app.
The app.
Plus.
And I have family out of the state in Texas, so they need that opportunity,
right?
If you will, that option to listen, and there you go.
That's right.
Somebody can go on vacation, right, and they can say to themselves, well, how do I listen to Vin and Dave? Well, there you go.
Download the app. Listen
done.
Online. And, you know, throughout the course of your week as well, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, where we have our 94.3 The Point on-demand section. You can listen to 94.3 The Point News, Short Time with Vin and Dave, Shore Sports Talk, and you can take us on demand as well. That's another thing you can listen to where if you're out of the Jersey Shore area, just pop that on.
Right. And then, of course, my podcast.
That too.
Financial Wake-Up Call. Every Monday we put a new one on there. So
fresh one coming out of the cooker tomorrow morning.
Exactly. Love it. No, this is good, man.
You know, it's giving people opportunities. You know, we've said it on the show, right, in the past, where Short Time, all the time.
All the time, buddy.
Everywhere.
We want to make sure that it is all the time.
Yeah.
At your leisure.
So that you could take the Jersey Shore with you wherever you go.
Right. Maybe you want to sleep in. It's okay. You're going to have options to listen to us.
Or people are like, you know what? Hey, that was a good show that Vin and Dave did this morning. I got to play this for you.
Exactly.
And then, you know, they tell their friends and their friends, and then
and
they tell
so
their
on,
friends and
so on.
On
and so on.
On.
There
you know
it
how
is.
These things go.
Oh, yeah.
Quoting Wayne from Wayne's World there.
Well, you know what that's from? That's from a commercial. I want to say a shampoo commercial.
Oh.
They told two friends and so on and so on and so on. That's why I quoted that.
That shows me my pop culture reference. My mind automatically goes to Wayne's World.
But that's what the reference was.
Such a great movie. Both of them, too. Both sequels started out of an SNL, and then Mike Myers and Dana Carvey put it into a big movie.
Yep, good stuff. Well, it's funny. If you think about SNL, all of the movies, because of different characters that were on there that were then created to the big screen.
That was like a thing, 70s, 80s, 90s. How many actors who were on SNL ended up making it huge? One of my favorites is Will Ferrell.
Amazing.
Like how many, from the time in the 90s where he started on SNL and then started pumping out all these different movies from old school to everything he's doing now.
He's really talented.
My favorite actor. I love comedy, and he makes me laugh. Other actors and comedians make me laugh, too. But Will Ferrell's just always, it's a special kind of laughter. It's like, I really enjoy it. But a lot of big actors and actresses that have come out of SNL or who have, been
Chris
big
Rock,
actors and have gone to host SNL over the years. So it's not really the same anymore. But, a lot of big time names came out of that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of big movies, too.
Well, just think about the different people that have been on that show. And I want that show started in the 70s. I mean, think about the run that it has had. And it doesn't look like at any point we can see it stopping. It's got great momentum.
Yeah. And it makes me think, too, during the winter time where, sure, you could do things outside and activities and stuff like that. But, sometimes on a rainy day, snowy day, day where it's just insanely cold.
Right.
Are the kind of days where you just turn on the fireplace and turn out the lights and binge watch movies or shows or something like that. I feel like those are the times where I put in more of an effort to watch like those longer movies. As opposed to the traditional 90 to 120,
right.
Like there'll be weekends where I'll just spend watching the Lord of the Rings movies, the prequels to that, the Harry Potter film series, all these different movies where you're like, you know what, I got time, it's cold outside,
why not
just binge watch movies.
Well, think of it as well with different series. Like during the pandemic, I can think of different series that I just never watched, Netflix, whatever it is, and got into that. I never really was a big fan of the different series. Maybe I can think of The Sopranos. Well, that's, you know, I love The Sopranos.
That's a good one.
But it's amazing how, you know, that's a lot of people will do that. Like I, you know, Breaking Bad. I'm just making one up here.
Okay.
You know, they go, okay, I'm going to what they call binge watch and just rip off so many episodes during a period of time.
And once you get started, you get lost in it. All of a sudden you look outside like, it's dark outside.
Right. How did this happen? Well, think about it. When I was a kid, you know, a show was on. You had to be there for that show.
Oh, yeah.
Until the VCR was invented. And again, that was later on. You either saw it or you didn't. You know, I think of a show. A big show when I was a kid was Dallas or Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
And it was Friday night at a particular time, and you either saw it or you didn't. So now it's like people are like, you know what? I didn't see this series, whatever. I'll just go ahead and watch five different episodes. It's just different now.
Right. Yeah. There's so many different ways
right
to save it, DVR in it. I mean, when I was a kid, it was like, you know, getting the VHS tape or something like that, watching it live, and then hoping that whatever TV channel was on would like re-air it at some point.
Correct.
Nowadays, there's so many streaming services and options to watch it or watch it again or DVR it and just kind of like, okay.
I get confused.
You know,
like,
you
where
get something going on or whatever when a show is on, but automatically records it for you and then you can go back and watch. I've binge-watched some great shows over the years. I feel like it just started hopping aboard that train in college sometimes. Like,
okay.
Shows that I've binge-watched over the years... Married with Children.
Okay.
The Office.
Right.
And then just some of the other ones. Boy Meets World, which is a show I grew up on in the 90s. And then just kind of like gathered all these shows and collected big DVD collection of just shows. So Boy Meets World in my house. I've got all the seasons of NCIS Los Angeles, Blue Bloods, The Blacklist, and the first 20 seasons of The Simpsons. Because those are the ones on DVD, and then after that, they
how about the run the Simpsons?
They kind of went to just like I think Disney Plus and stuff like that. But The Simpsons is my like all time favorite TV show. I love it.
It's very clever, and if you look at older episodes, and it's amazing. There's certain ones that you're like, wow, they saw the future. There are different events that they covered, and it's like, wow, what a series! And the ability for the material just keeps going on and on and on. It's amazing. What a show!
Absolutely, and it's timeless and everything. They came out with a movie.
That's right. They did have a
movie. Everything
a few
years ago. So I love it. I love rewatching it. When my family and I went down to Florida over the summer, the place that I got the most excited about was when we went to Universal Studios. We spent like the first half of the day at Harry Potter World and everything, which I love.
Sure.
Grew up on that book series and movie series and everything. But then what got me excited in the latter half of the day there was going to The Simpsons.
Okay.
Like all the different shops and sights and foods and sounds and clothes and stuff like that. I was in like another world between Harry Potter and The Simpsons that day. That made the trip for me.
Oh, that's good stuff. I mean, think of some of the series that are out there. The Simpsons has been on how many years did you say?
What's it been? Like 34 now? 34 seasons, I think they're on.
I mean, think about that. And they've, you know, over time, different things that have gone on, they're up to date, different topics that they've covered. It's funny, if you look at some of the older ones, you're like, wait a minute, what they covered seems like something that could have been predicted for now and different things. Like, I think there was a series or show, I should say, episode, they talked about a pandemic. Mm. And this was like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, and people have talked about the last few years, like all this, the big Simpsons fans didn't know it. For sure, but then it kind of gains traction and goes viral. Like, the Simpsons did it again.
They
predicted
knew it. They knew it was going to happen.
This was going to happen, or that was going to happen. Whatever it was, good, bad, or indifferent, or whatever, or that we'd have certain technology or whatever. I mean, Back to the Future made that attempt, right, with the flying cars. That by basically the year we're in now, in 23, we'd have flying cars and traffic jams in the sky, you know, along with it or whatever else.
Right.
I think it's fun, makes it fun to think about, you know, when shows and movies kind of put that together. But, you know, The Simpsons have a comedic genius behind it with how they put these episodes together. Sometimes it's just kind of, you know, doing whatever.
Right.
I guess without talking to Matt Groening and the scriptwriters over the years,
right?
But no, they've done a great job over the years just putting it together, and it never fails to make me laugh. And I think they've enhanced it over the years too, with technology and
right.
AI and everything else. They've found ways to not just stay with the times, but like grow it over the years too. I mean, it's funny. I mean, one of my favorite things is just the jokes. I feel like I wish they did more of them from time to time, like Bart's prank calls. I feel like that was more of a thing in like the first kind of 10 seasons where he would call Moe's Bar and
come up
with all these names and like, wait a minute, if I ever get a hold of you,
yes.
Like so many great jokes and liners on there. Conan O'Brien was a writer in the early days of The Simpsons too.
Was he also SNL? Conan O'Brien? I want to say yes for a period of time. I could be wrong.
You might be right. I forget. I'm drawing a blank on that one.
I think
he's a really good talk show host. Actually, he's like our height too.
He's a tall guy. Yeah, he's a big guy.
You don't see much of, I guess, out of a talk show host, somebody who is six plus.
I'm going to say you have him. You have David Letterman. I think he was like 6'3", right?
I feel like he was on the tall side. I'm not sure how tall he was.
And I think Jay Leno's a tall guy. I'm just saying, previous
I think
hosts.
I want to say Conan's probably up near 6'3", 6'4".
Right.
So he's a comedic genius as well. Love watching clips from him and his show.
You know what I like? So Jay Leno has that garage show, like the different cars, know, and whatnot. And
thankfully he's recovering from his
terrible incident. But he's fine now. But I love where it takes us, somebody famous out and they have a conversation or they get it. This famous person has this particular car they get into, and it's very clever.
Yeah. I think it's great to kind of find those shows
setting,
and stuff like that. Yeah. Find different ways to showcase, what you're into, because you'll find other people out there that are into those kind of things as well, like cars. A lot of people in cars.
Well, think of it this way, too. The typical late night show or talk show, somebody comes out. They sit at next to the person's desk, and there's a conversation, and then that's it. Where if you put a real life setting, like in a car or something like that, or it's I think a little bit more entertaining.
I think there's just been such a great amount of comedians over the years, whether they've become late night show hosts or whatever else. But I said it on the show a couple weeks back. Big fan of Family Feud.
Great show.
And there's been like different hosts over the years. Oh, yeah. Steve Harvey was I'm not sure if he still does, stand-up shows or whatever, but he was a comedian.
Right.
He just kind of came on the show and
his reactions to people and their answers.
Like in the way his one-liners and just his wittiness, it's hilarious. And obviously, like, people are on the show, you're trying to guess what 100 people surveyed. I guess, but like some of the answers
and
his reactions are just priceless. I love watching. Obviously, I didn't watch it, years and years ago before I was born.
But even
my parents were saying that they even think that Steve Harvey is probably the best host that Family Feud has ever had.
You know what? I think they're right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think like Richard Dawson was a host for a while. Like that one guy, Ray Cohn, I want to say.
Okay.
He was on there. I mean, they've had a few different hosts, but I would have to say Steve Harvey's the best. It's just his reactions.
Yeah.
like people
the way
he answer questions
to know
way, and
people,
like, okay.
Tells the jokes or whatever, and makes it just funny. That's one of those shows
adds
that they
the
put
show,
on the Game Show Network right now that I could just binge watch all day.
Absolutely.
Like just flip between that and Impractical Jokers on True TV. Oh, just kind of go between the two, and I could sit there all day and just kind of, laugh my butt off watching that
stuff. Good stuff, bud. Good stuff.
Well, let us know, because I'm kind of curious. Well, we could talk about it through the next few weeks as winter rolls along here.
Oh, yeah.
What are your favorite TV shows or movies to binge watch in the wintertime, whether it's raining outside, snowing, or just kind of really cold, or maybe just one of those days where, I just kind of want to hang in this weekend and binge watch something.
Right.
What are your favorite things to watch? Could be something from years ago. Could be something that's on now. shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. Let us know what you're binge watching this winter, and we'll help share the word, and maybe it'll give somebody an idea to check out a movie or a show that they haven't watched before. Or just kind of one of those, like, I haven't watched that in a while. I'm going to check that out now.
That aha. Maybe Seinfeld. I'm just putting it
that's
out there.
Another show
that's
another show that I don't mind binge watching that's on like a couple
so
different
clever.
Channels, I feel like. I love watching it, especially when Costanza, they show the scenes of him working as the assistant secretary of travel or whatever with the Yankees.
In front of the Yankees, right.
All those scenes at Yankee Stadium. Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill were on the show.
What
and
was
everything.
That one episode where he's able to hit?
He was in a cage with like Bernie and Jeter. He was like showing him how to hit. He's like, we did just win the World Series. In six games. It's great stuff. Let us know what you're binge watching. Short time at townsquaremedia.com. We got a great show on deck for you this morning. Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon joining us in just a minute's time. She's waiting outside the door talking about all the great services and programs that the Monmouth County Clerk's Office offers that you're going to want to listen into because it covers a broad range of programs and topics. And Monmouth County Clerk's Office, just like Ocean County Clerk's Office, so many clerk's offices, they do so much more than you may think. It'll be something you're going to want to tune into. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave, Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you here on Sunday morning, another great Sunday here at the Jersey Shore, 94.3 The Point. Dave and I are with you, and with us here in studio is Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon. And, you know, I was wanted to take you up in your offer, because when you were here on the show in November, we were hitting heavy on elections, because that was certainly a well-timely topic, you know, beginning of November, you know, with things going on, you know, casting ballots and so forth. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to have you in to talk about some of the many other things that you and your office do throughout the course of the year, you know, in addition to elections, which is a big part. But we want to give the people some insight into all the different services and programs that you got so that people in Monmouth County can learn more about them, but also take advantage of their opportunities. So welcome back on in, Clerk Hanlon.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you both today. So happy to talk about the things that the county clerk's office in Monmouth County provides for the residents. And actually, the Monmouth County clerk is slightly different from some of the other clerk's functions in the state.
Okay.
Because years ago, the county freeholders at the time, now commissioners, decided to put a few other departments under the county clerk's jurisdiction. And it's a little different from some of the other county clerks in the state.
There you go. Well, hey, you know, different could be good. You
know? Different could be.
Different could be bring a lot of fun surprises along with it, too. So
really does.
Over the course of the year, I mean, what are some of the different ways or programs that services that are available to people of any age, really, in Monmouth County?
Yes. Well, the one thing I will say is a lot of people, you know, because we talked about elections last time I was here, a lot of people sort of think about elections and the county clerk, but they don't really know some of the other functions. But one of the biggest things that the county clerk does in most of the counties, it's a little different in, I believe, two of the counties in New Jersey, is sort of the keeper of the property records.
Okay.
That sort of one of the really the biggest function that dates back probably before the Revolutionary War as a county clerk function to be the official recorder of all the property records within the county and to process those transactions, because there needs to be somewhere where all of this information creates the official record so that people know who owns what and what happened with what relating to property. That's like, actually, people think elections is like the biggest part of the county clerk's office. In Monmouth, the recording of records is the biggest thing. And it's a huge revenue generator. The state has set fees, you know, over the years for all of these different types of documents that are filed with the county clerk's office. And that money goes into the state budget and the county budget, you know, to really run the government.
Okay.
There we go.
But we do some other things, though, that are different from some of the other counties. And one of those things is overseeing the county archives.
Mm. Okay.
Some counties, I don't think, have an archives. They may send their documents to the state archives.
Okay.
But many years ago in Monmouth, the freeholders at the time established a county archives to preserve and maintain really important government records that date back to the 1600s.
Wow.
And that's a really fun part of the position, the historical part of the position.
Sure.
I think I'm the only county clerk that oversees an archive.
Interesting.
And we have millions of records in the archives that date back, that are just fascinating and date back many, you know, hundreds of years.
Wow. Wow, there you go.
Okay. So that's a really fun thing. People come in and they do research. They write books, you know, based on things that we have. They do family genealogical research.
Wow.
And it's a really interesting part of the job. We have Civil War records, Revolutionary War records.
Very cool.
We have slavery records. We have all kinds of marriage and immigration records and things like that that date
back. Wow. Very well detailed.
A really long way.
And it's, Monmouth County has some history ties to the Revolutionary War, too.
That's true.
Yes, that's we're so important in Monmouth County relating to the Revolutionary War. And I'm not sure if you know this, but in 2026, it's kind of right around the corner, we will be celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States of America.
Big birthday bash.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And we are hoping it's going to be a big birthday bash. The federal government for several years has been planning their, you know, starting to plan the celebration. Mm. Does anyone remember the bicentennial? I was alive back then for the
no.
Bin. I don't know about you.
I don't think Bin was. No.
Wasn't quite born yet.
But it was a really big deal. And I have great memories from the bicentennial. Celebrating our country's history. And I'm really excited about that coming up. And in Monmouth, I was sort of appointed to oversee the county planning of that celebration because of my connection with the archives and some of the historical groups in the county. So we're just starting to think about what that is going to look like.
Okay. That was going to be my follow-up. Is there any possibilities, any thoughts kind of floating around as to what Monmouth County may be leaning towards doing to celebrate this semi-quincentennial?
Well, anything you can dish?
Just between us in the room here.
Right now, we're just beginning the planning. I can't say for sure because we're just beginning the planning right now.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a big undertaking because you have to connect with all the historical organizations.
Mm.
I'm not sure if you know this, but we had the Battle of Monmouth in Monmouth County.
That's
we have
right.
a beautiful mm-hmm. state park, Monmouth Battlefield. We have a lot of historic sites in Monmouth and history relating to the Revolutionary War. So we're trying to put the pieces together and connect all of these different things and think about celebrations for that year, but also things that will have a permanency to them that go beyond that year.
Sure.
So we're really just kind of getting it all together right now.
How much of a challenge is it, because you mentioned before back to the 1600s, just getting archives, information kind of from the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, and just trying to go back as far as you can to gather what hasn't been gathered already to be able to put it within the clerk's office.
So,
That's some challenge.
It is a challenge. and actually, one of the things I've been focusing on since becoming clerk is trying to gather historical information from more recent historical events. So the items we have from the 1600s, the 1700s, I think we have probably a lot of what we would be able to collect. You know, they're already in the archives. And maybe through this process of the semi-quincentennial celebration.
Yeah, I had to say like a few times before I was able to get that.
It's a little difficult, the 250th anniversary. We will maybe be able to identify some other things.
Okay.
From really past history. And our job now that we do relating to those historical documents. It, a lot of them have already been digitized, indexed so that you could find them, preserved away from the public. But one of my missions that I've undertaken of recent date is to collect information on historical events that people aren't really focused on collecting yet because they're historical events, but they happen during our lifetime. And a lot of people are not focused on preserving those. One of the reasons is because we're in a very digital world right now.
Yeah.
People aren't creating documents that end up in a pile somewhere that you could grab a box and then, you know, look through it and see what you need. Things are just born digital.
Right.
It's on people's phones, you know, photographs.
Right.
Where
right.
are these records? So over the past couple of years, we undertook a preservation effort relating to 9/11.
Okay.
So the 20th anniversary of 9/11 happened recently, and working with the Monmouth County Historical Association, we undertook an effort to gather and preserve these records from wherever we could find them relating to the government participation. And my office created a documentary called Monmouth County 9/11 and its aftermath that utilized some of these records and interviews to preserve that history. Because now you have to be in a different space preserving things because we don't have these pieces of paper lying around.
Right.
You have to go back to doing like oral histories because the information is not available on a piece of paper.
Right.
You have to collect the photographs and things like that from people's computers and phones. We also undertook a project relating to Superstorm Sandy because we had the 10-year anniversary.
Right.
So we also did a documentary and began collecting the information to preserve that for future generations. So now I have a Sandy, you know, started a Sandy archive within the archives. I have a 9/11 archive within the archives. And now with relating to COVID-19, we have created a COVID-19 archive.
There it is.
To collect that information before it's gone.
So while we're kind of still going through it, or especially while it's still fresh.
Good point. Right.
Yes, because people aren't thinking about, oh, I need to save this for 50 years from now, people to learn from. But I think about that stuff
now.
All the time.
Sure.
Because I have the archives and people do come in and say, okay, what happened 50 years ago? What happened 100 years ago?
Yeah, help tell the story.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Whether it's COVID, Superstorm Sandy, 9/11, or Revolutionary War, anything kind of in between, what are some ways that residents in Monmouth County can get involved and help out the Monmouth County Clerk's Office and the archives and everything with gathering things that are ongoing like COVID or things that have happened where they're like, oh, you know what, I actually have a journal or pictures or artifacts that my grandparents gave me or my great-grandparents gave me and then are still my family and I'd like to share that or a copy of that.
Yes. So there's a few different things. One of the things relating to 9/11, you know, it depends on the historical event.
Sure.
So with respect to 9/11, my office is collecting more the government-related records. But we have worked with Monmouth University and Melissa Ziobro, professor at Monmouth, who is also collecting and preserving more of the public archive. And government as well.
Oh, sure.
But there's a permanent archive there. So a lot of people I refer, you know, if they have a story to tell, I will refer over to Monmouth University because it can be collected there. So there's certain things I would take in the county government archive and certain things I would refer to Monmouth University. So it really like depends on the thing, but it's best to reach out to us and let us know what it is. We do take some special collections also. So
nice.
For one interesting collection that we have is a collection of photographs, basically the negatives of the photographs from the Red Bank Register newspaper that was in publication for 100 years and is now not in publication anymore. These negatives were donated to us. We have about 250,000 of them.
Oh, wow.
That my staff
is going to go through.
Just a few days.
So it's not like a Monmouth County government record, but it relates to the historical record in Monmouth County.
Sure.
So we've been working on that collection for many, many years. We've had volunteers come in to assist with the preservation effort with that.
Mm.
So we are... again, looking for volunteer, you know, because of COVID, everything sort of shut down to the public. Our volunteer base kind of scattered in a sense that we don't have the same volunteers coming back now.
Gotcha.
But we are getting ready to open up to volunteers, interns, who might be interested in learning a little bit.
Heads up, everybody.
Coming in
to, putting the word out.
To help with the preservation effort. And one of the things I like to tell people is that a lot of our records are available to view on the internet.
Okay.
Certain ones. Certain ones you have to email us and we can send you the record. But a lot of our records you can view on our open public record site.
Mm.
Okay.
So if you go to monmouthcountyclerk.com and click record search, there are certain records that you can see. And or if you click on our archives division, it will sort of outline what we have and what's available to view, or if you want to do some research of some kind.
There you go. You know, one of the places where I love going on vacation is, you know, places like Gettysburg.
Right.
Yes.
You know, Mount Vernon and stuff like that. You know, Virginia. It's, you see all this history all over the place. And I think to be able to, you're like, I love that. And then back home, in this case, in Monmouth County, there's a lot of history that goes back hundreds of years to the Revolutionary War and everything since, where parks right to the clerk's office. And I think it's awesome that that you have such a big dedication to the archives, that there's so much history to share in Monmouth County. And I think a reason why we could go to all these places and see all these things is because people have taken out the time to share their part in a story, government, personal, family. And I think that's it's a great thing that you're doing at the clerk's office to be able to share the history of Monmouth County so that not just all of us can see it, but, you know, generations to come can go back in the history of Monmouth County and see all these archives and learn more about the community they live in.
Yes, it's a really big part of, you know, the enjoyment, and it's a very rewarding part of the position. And actually each year for the past, I think, 27 years, we've had... even before my time, an annual Archives and History Day that my office sponsors. And it brings together all the historical associations throughout the county, some from the state, to exhibit. We usually have a speaker relating to history. And we also create an exhibit. We pick a topic, my archives team, and a few volunteer historians.
There you go.
Come together to write. It's kind of like a book. It's a catalog. It's an amazing resource.
Nice.
And every year we pick a historical topic and we create this exhibit and a book that sort of outlines, it's a booklet, but it outlines the history of the county. But it's usually about 100 pages. There's a lot of material and it's a really nice reference and a really interesting historical record of certain topics. Last year we did monuments in the county. We've done inventions. We've done, you know, all kinds of different topics that people can take the book and learn. So it's kind of a lasting, informative piece that is a takeaway from our annual Archives Day.
There you go.
But there's so many other things in the clerk's office that we do.
And we're going to get to them.
Yes, we are.
If I could pause you for a second, got to head to a quick break, but we're going to talk more with Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon about things beyond the Monmouth County Archives Division within the Monmouth County Clerk's Office, painting it like a soliloquy here on
Nicely
Sunday
done,
morning.
Buddy.
Very well done.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon right after this.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you. With us here today, this hour on Sunday morning on 94.3 The Point is Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon. Talked about a lot about the Monmouth County Archives Division. Within the Monmouth County Clerk's Office, all the history, all the archives and record management, keeping track of all the great history in Monmouth County as we continue to learn more and things that we could all be doing to help preserve the present so that, you know, in the years to come, that it becomes a part of Monmouth County history. We're also talking about all things within the Monmouth County Clerk's Office, all the different things and programs and so forth that they do for all of you out there in Monmouth County. So, Clerk Hanlon, let's dive into some more of the specifics here, with some of the other services that you do, including some of the front office works, the county ID cards, veterans ID, Gold Star family member cards. What are some of the things that people may not know about those specific cards and then swearing in of notaries as well, which is important, as Dave might know.
Very important. No,
yeah, absolutely. Gotta have some good notaries in the area. But that's definitely important when signing something. So how does all this work? What do people need to know about either applying for this or just sharing that information with family and friends?
Yeah, so we have some just general services that we provide that we're allowed by law to provide. Mm. And one of those things are identification cards, county adult identification cards. Now, I will note that these are not real ID compliant, these cards.
Okay.
But sometimes people need like a second ID, or senior citizens may need an ID card. They don't have a driver's license. They need, for their whatever benefits of the, so we're empowered to do that. And all of the requirements are on our website, MonmouthCountyClerk.com, for application for an ID card. The county clerks are also empowered to issue veterans and Gold Star family cards. And this is really special to me, and I'm so excited that we are able to do this to honor our veterans and Gold Star families. The requirements for those are also on our website. They're basically sort of the official military record you need to bring to us.
Okay.
And then this card is something that the veterans or Gold Star families can carry around and use it when they need. Oftentimes people, businesses offer a discount or a special service. And this is a way to show that you are entitled to whatever that is.
Sure.
And one of the things I did when I became clerk was I launched this Honoring Our Heroes appreciation program that goes along with the card. And we solicited businesses from all over the county to offer a special service or discount to our veterans or Gold Star family. And
nice.
Anyone who participates, they get a window cling that has the name of the program that they can put in their window if they have a window, so that the veteran or Gold Star family member knows when they walk into the establishment that the business or government entity, it could even be a government entity, honors the program and honors the card. So that's been growing over the years. We have hundreds of businesses that participate, and we give a book And it's on our website. But anyone who comes in to get a veterans or a Gold Star family card, they also get a copy of this nice book outlining where they can obtain the special service or
there
discount.
There you go. Right.
So that's really special too.
No, absolutely. Anything you could do to help our military veterans and, you know, show appreciation and provide all the great services to help them in their daily lives, I think is just spectacular. And I give you and your office credit.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a really important part of what we do. You mentioned Notaries Public.
Dave?
Is this
an issue for you, Dave?
No, it's not. But that's important. I'll let you talk about that. And I want to talk about those state IDs because there's a lot of seniors that don't have a driver's license anymore. And they do need some sort of ID. If they do need a notary or something
right on.
Like that they need something from, that they can show, hey, this is me, even though I don't have the driver's license.
Yeah.
Yes. So actually, we go on the road, too.
Ah, there you go.
I have found that there are often seniors who really can't leave their home
or wherever they live.
So when we have a special case like that, we will go out to the senior to do the service in their home.
Okay.
There has to be a need for it because I have to send staff members out to the home. But we have done that once in a while. Before COVID, we used to go to certain senior homes or residences and do the service there. And we also, when I became clerk, launched this Mobile County Connection Initiative where we went out with the sheriff's office and the county surrogate's office to different locations throughout the county to offer these services, not just the ID cards, but also our passport services.
Okay.
The sheriff has his services that he would offer, and the surrogate would talk. So we would go to some senior communities, we would go to town halls, and bring our services around the county.
That's great.
So we're getting ready to launch that back up again because with COVID, we had to stop that for the past 2 years, but we are getting ready to go back out on the road and get our system going again. So we'll be traveling to different areas to do that. And one of the big services that we provide when we go on the road is our passport services.
Okay.
We have two passport offices, one in Freehold and one in Neptune, where we do passport. We're like passport agents, and we assist with the process. And then we bring it on the road. So that's a real big service that is offered to the residents of Monmouth. And we really try to make those offices not like a government office where, you know, people get the attention that they need when they go. And we want them to have a great experience when they're interacting with members of our office. We get rave reviews from our passport services.
Nice. That's
great.
Really.
There you go.
People walk in, they're like, oh, I didn't realize this doesn't feel like a government agency.
Take a number.
No,
they get really nice attention. And I'm not sure if you know this, but there's the Real ID Act was passed several years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
New Jersey now has real IDs. You'd have to go apply for it, and the system is set up.
Right.
But if you have a passport, you don't need to get that real ID because
a
passport is a federal government issued document, identification document. So a lot of people say, I don't want to reapply for this license, the real ID license. I'm just going to get my passport because I need it anyway. And people use their passports when they need the real ID.
Sure.
So I think that's very important to talk about because the big push is now to get the real ID if you're going to fly anywhere you need it.
Yes.
So if I'm hearing you right, that sounds like that the passport would then be, there you go. Okay, so for people that don't want to go that route or it's difficult for them to, this makes sense.
As long as you have your passport, you are good.
Good.
There you go.
Yes. During COVID, my whole family, we updated our – not that we're going anywhere, but
I
have all this done.
Because that was the big push right before the pandemic to get these real IDs, and then that was put to the side because, for obvious reasons, the challenge is to get to the DMV.
Yes, and But the passport is a great option.
And
we have a lot of people. We have a really robust passport operation.
That's good.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
It's like a whole, you get a theme song going there.
Yes.
We're working on that. Yes.
Get the intense music going.
The show needs a band, right? So that we can just kind of point them and say,
the band is on the field.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Go back to the notary public. I just think that's something that not a lot of people know about what a notary is and what they do. Just tell us the importance of notary publics, and I'll turn the mics over to you and Dave here, but just with what they do and what your office does to help swear in people looking to be notaries.
Yes. So, you know, the notaries can, you know, it's a legal proceeding, basically, where they affirm that you are who you are, or the signature is, you know, that's you.
Right.
And on real estate records, all kinds of different records, you need a notarized signature. And it's basically, these people have applied to the state. They've now you got to take a course. They've taken the course. They've certified that this is,
sure,
you are who you say you are. I've looked at your ID and this is you. So this dates back a really long time, and it's,
yeah,
you know, part of the legal process. You know, many documents that you that are filed, you have,
right,
to, your signature has to be notarized. In New Jersey, you apply to the state. But then in each county, the county clerk has to swear.
Oh,
you in.
Okay.
So that's a big part of our operation, our front office. We have notaries coming in all the time with their papers, get sworn in. And that's just a constant because, you know, we're a big county, Monmouth,
right,
County.
Yeah.
Over 600,000 residents. And so that's a busy part of the process. There are a lot of new rules. There's,
okay,
new laws for notaries. So please contact my office. And we have a book, and we have on our website, monmouthcountyclerk.com, a lot of information. We also have been providing a course for notaries. We had our second one a couple of weeks ago, so that notaries can come in and learn more about their responsibilities. So we've been happy to provide that course.
And it's big for financial documents as well, Dave, right?
Having documents, you have to have a notarized signature.
Yes.
I know during the pandemic they were doing those virtual
yes.
notaries.
Remote notaries.
Remote.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's kind of becoming
standardized. Is that the new thing that you're starting to see?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And definitely important. Yeah, for all the reasons you listed, just to have a notary or know a notary.
Right.
I happen to know somebody who is a notary, so.
Well, to your point, like if somebody's getting a mortgage, a financial document, the need is there.
Yes, and,
right,
and my office offers notary services,
okay,
so for free. So if you need to get something, as long as it's not a record that's being filed in my office, we can't notarize that.
Okay,
but
that's
people
good to
come in to utilize our notary services all the time because, you know, number one, it's,
sure,
free.
Right, there you go.
And number two, it's convenient.
Sure. Where,
you know, we're open all day.
Always helps.
All day long. So as long as it's not like a property record or something that's getting filed in our office, we can provide that service.
One of the other topics I want to hit on before we close up here with our discussion this morning, Clerk Hanlon, is the property fraud alert service that the Monmouth County Clerk's Office has, one of your initiatives. What is it that people in Monmouth County need to know about that, and how can they learn more?
So we started this initiative a couple of years ago. I know there are other county clerks that do this as well.
Mm.
And it's a free service that property owners can sign up for so that they will get a notification anytime something is filed in the county clerk's office within the county.
Okay.
With their name on it.
Interesting. That's really
good. And, you know, because people do worry about that from time to time. We've had people trying to find file records that are not legitimate.
Oh.
And we catch them because there's a whole process that my staff goes through to analyze each record and is it compliant with the law. So we catch a lot of the documents that may not be legitimate, but this is offering residents a peace of mind that if something gets filed, that gets through that process and their name is on it, that they will get either a call or an email saying something was filed.
Okay.
Call the county clerk's office to find out what it was. And the tricky part of it is that it's by name.
Okay.
You know, if there's more than one Christine Hanlon in Monmouth County, I might get a notification for someone else. Wow.
Gotcha.
But that's the only way we can do it because our system is based on names rather than addresses. Addresses, blocks, and lots can change over time.
Mm.
So it's very hard to keep track of that.
Gotcha.
And make the notifications based on that. So we're a name-based system since probably the county clerk's office, like, you know, years and years and years ago, so that you get a notification.
Mm.
And sometimes people call and say, I got this notification, you know, is it my property? And we'll say yes or no. But that's at least you get the notification and you can make the call to investigate. And this is a free service. You just go on the website, monmouthcountyclerk.com. You click property fraud alert and you sign up and choose the way that you want to be notified.
Like, I'm just trying to think of an example, like somebody trying to put a name on a title of a home or something like that.
Is like
that
a deed or a lien
on
your property.
Gotcha.
I will say that people from time to time try, you know, to do things that are not above board.
Right.
You know, we've all heard of fraud. You know, it's nothing new. It's just a new way for people to commit fraud because of the technological advancements that have been made over the years.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to try to do these things, to file something. As I said, my office usually catches everything because usually these documents that are not legitimate appear that way, that they're not legitimate. And we're not able to check all the statutory boxes that are required. But it's a peace of mind for people.
Sure.
And, you know, we've had people try to file fraudulent deeds, fraudulent liens, and I can't say people don't try to do that.
Unfortunately, as the saying goes, some bad actors out there.
Yes. So this is a safeguard, and we're really excited that we can provide this to our residents free of charge.
There you go. And, done the free service.
No, yes, this is great.
Yes. So many of the, I don't know how many county clerks, but there are others that do this as well. For their residents.
Well, we know one who does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At least one.
Yes.
Clerk Hanlon, thanks for coming on this morning to talk about all the different services that the Monmouth County Clerk's Office does offer, from archives. Obviously, we hit on elections on a previous show, but archives, elections, county ID cards, notaries, military appreciation, property fraud alert service, and prepping for the semi-quincentennial. Coming up in 3 years' time. So we covered a lot today. So thanks for coming in.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be with both of you today.
And for all of you out there listening, go to monmouthcountyclerk.com for all the information and give them a call. We got good people there, free services, and it's a fun place to be.
I think so.
And there we go. More more Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this.
Hey, this is Tony Gaga. You need a radio guy. You got to go to the radio guys that I go to. Ben and Dave on 94.3 The Point.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebenu, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow, Dave.
Yes, we are.
On another show.
Another
show,
great show.
Number 51, Bernie Williams.
That's right.
That's right. That's my favorite number, 51,
nicely
from the world
done.
Of sports. Great conversation today with Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon. And, you know, of course, again, we had her on the beginning of November to talk about the elections, because obviously that's a huge undertaking that
yes.
the Monmouth County Clerk's office, Christine Hanlon and her team, you know, put together in the months and days, weeks and hours that lead into Election Day itself, and then certainly everything afterwards as well. So election coverage and everything that they do with the elections, the Monmouth County Board of Elections as well, is huge. But again, this was an opportunity this morning to just learn more and help share the word about all the different programs and services that the Monmouth County Clerk's Office does. Certainly a big part of it is the archives.
I had no idea
research
how many
everything.
Services they offer.
Yeah, all
wow.
the different programs, how they've put it together. And I think it's cool. Listen, history is a lot of fun. It's always great to learn about history, go to different historical
yes.
sites around the country, learn about our country's history and state's histories. But there's a lot of history here in Ocean County and then in Monmouth County as well that's documented as well, so that, you know, you can learn what happened 10 years ago, 50,
right.
100, 200 years
yeah.
ago. Across the Jersey Shore, but also with anything going on now, the preservation
They're
of what's going
right
on
now
in the present.
For something 50 years from now, we're going to look back
right.
on.
So
right.
5, 10 years from now, you could look back and like, oh, wow, that's how it was. Or, you know, you could share it with future generations, or, you know, 50 to 100 years from now,
right.
that people are looking back at like, this is what happened in Monmouth County and Ocean County.
Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah.
We're talking about the pandemic?
So... I mean, It provides learning and education for years to come, but it
yeah.
also deepens the history of the Jersey oh, yeah. Shore as well. So that's, I mean, if it's something that you want to share or learn more about, how you can go about doing so, get in touch with the Monmouth County Clerk's Office. But I think it's a great preservation as well. And then, of course, all the other programs they do to help out military veterans.
Right.
To the point as well, but with swearing in notaries.
Yes.
But also
and learning
providing
about
real those IDs.
Services. Somebody needs to get something notarized, they
yeah.
can actually go and get that done. Also, the passport services. That was a great point that was brought up regarding the real ID that people are, you know, being told that we need to get it done. I guess it's 2024. It's been?
I think 25.
25, okay. But for somebody that, you know, needs to get their passport taken care of, and as well as maybe needs a notary for an important document, those services are there.
Yeah. And listen, it could be confusing with real ID or anything else. So, I mean, if you're not sure about something and you want to learn
yeah.
more, Monmouth
yes.
County Clerk's Office is a great opportunity to just call or go to their office and go visit, ask some questions
yeah,
and learn what you need to do, what steps you need to take, what you need to, you know, put together in terms of paperwork or whatever else, and then scheduling an appointment. So, and it free services too. So, I mean, you don't have
right.
to worry about, you know, going to pay. You just make the time to give a call or go visit the Monmouth County Clerk's Office and learn everything you need to learn so that you're all set, and your family and everybody.
I also like the fact that what was mentioned today is these services are done in a way that it's like, oh, that was easy, or that was something that was not challenging, in a way that it's a good experience for whatever service that you may need.
Absolutely. So, I mean, listen, a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Go to monmouthcountyclerk.org and Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon and her team over there. The Monmouth County Clerk's Office will help you. So monmouthcountyclerk.com. You can go there anytime. You can give them a call or just go over to the office. So
yeah, go
another great show in the books, Steve. And believe it or not, as crazy as it sounds.
Dick Buckus, 51. Just hit me.
Dick Buckus is a good
go.
One.
There you go. Number
He's
51.
Absolute outstanding player for the Chicago Bears.
Yes, he was.
One more show left in the month of January. Next Sunday
wow.
is January 29th. That's
yes, it is.
Last Sunday of the month. Believe it or not, we're almost 1 month into the new year.
Unbelievable, buddy. Moving and grooving.
Well, more Short Time of Vin and Dave continues next Sunday following Shore Sports Talk that I'll bring you through the 6 o'clock hour with. next Sunday on 94.3 The Point, going right into Short Time and Vin and Dave from 7 to 8 every Sunday. So it's a package deal.
Yes,
it's a good 1-2 combo to get your Sunday mornings going. A little sports talk, a little Jersey Shore community talk each and every Sunday. 94.3 The Point, 94.3thepoint.com, and on the 94.3 The Point app as well. Enjoy your week ahead,
yes,
everybody.
Enjoy
your Sunday. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the food. Whatever you got going on this week, have some fun and see what you can do to help out somebody else in your community as well. Dave, have a great week.
You too. Stay well.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now right here on 94.3 The Point. Until then, we're out.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.